do you think Tinder, with the just the look at someone, swipe left to right, has made a higher premium on looks, or at least in our minds?
I think it's made a lower premium on holding on to someone you're with.
Yeah.
So it's like you always have the option.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're dating someone and you're like three dates in, you're like, they're cool, they're hot, we already had sex. There's a bar in my pocket,
right,
that I can access all while on the toilet.
There is a I can do better.
There's a little bit of that. For every kiss you give me, I'll give you three. Oh, since the day I saw you, I have been waiting for you. You know I will look for you till eternity. So won't you be my baby?
Welcome to Archie Briscoe, episode 446. Swipe left to if you're just looking for a hookup or something like that. Jared Fried's on the podcast today. Guys, first of all, my dates in November. Well, first, I'm going to be at Skankfest. That show sold out. My Houston show at Skankathon is sold out. Houston Alexander, me and Shane Gillis, the inaugural show, it's gone. Tickets are gone. So I don't even know why I'm saying it. I'm just saying it to let you know some of my tickets fucking go. Tickets that are available at ArchieShafir.com right now is Orlando, November 12th and 13th. Tampa, November 19th and 20th. And then headed to December, I got Oklahoma City, December 2nd, 3rd, and 4th at Bricktown Comedy Club. Boston, Massachusetts, December 9th at the famous Wilbur Theater. Is it famous? Is it world famous? They always say world famous. We used to answer the phones at the comedy store, world famous comedy store. And then we had a couple smart alecks go, is it world famous? And you're like, no, it's not. It's not world famous. It's not even L.A. famous. Well, now it is, but it wasn't then. I didn't even know what it was. When I got a job there, I was looking for the Laugh Factory. The fuck's the comedy store? It was great, too. It was a dark fucking hole in the wall. That's what you're looking for in life, the not famous places. And then San Antonio at LOL Comedy Club, I think. Right? Is that where I'm playing? December 19th weekend. 17th through 19th. Whatever the 19th weekend is. Get tickets for all shows at AriShafir.com. And then next year we got Cleveland, Phoenix, and Denver. Denver's President's Day weekend. That's a fucking blowout wild show. Get tickets now at AriShafir.com. Oh, and then March. Me, March 6th. Me, Mark Norman, Steve Renazzisi, and Valparaiso's finest, Ryan O'Neill in Salt Lake City. One night only. Wise guys. So hurry up and get tickets because they will go. For sure that show's going to sell out fast. So hurry up. If you want to come, it's going to be great. Me, Norman, Renazzisi, O'Neill. Yeah. Yeah. Come on out. Oh, let's start the episode. So, guys, Jared Fried came on. Jared Fried has a great podcast called J-Train. He also does one called You Up. Check him out for sure. And again, keep fucking telling everybody, the guests, that you like them, that you appreciate them on the podcast. Reach out to them on social media. If you're on social media, don't get on there. There's no reason to get on there if you're not on there. But if you are on there, fucking reach out to them and tell them how much you fucking, you know, like the episode. So it's about dinner. Oh, you know what? First, let's take a quick word from our sponsor, and then I'll get on with this fucking introduction. Here, sponsor, take it away. Hey, everybody. Today's episode of Ari Shafir's Skeptic Tank is brought to you by the good people at Liquid IV. That's I and V. It's not Liquid 4. It's Liquid IV. I wonder if anybody at the Liquid IV headquarters worried that people were going to say Liquid 4. Did anyone even know Roman numerals anymore? I doubt it. If you see MCM, I know that's 19. 1,900. Anyway, get your Liquid 4 now. Liquid IV. Guys, here's what it is. Pretty much every one of my sponsors is about getting fucked up or recovering from getting fucked up. And Liquid IV is about recovering from getting fucked up. If you're like me, and I know a lot of you are, you like to go hard. And if you're going to go hard a few days in a row, like I do. Dude, the first time I came in contact with this stuff, Liquid IV, my friend Colette told me about it before a festival. She was like, oh, go get a bag of Liquid IV. Years before they were a sponsor. And I'm like, what is it? She goes, it'll get you fucking going, man. It's just every morning or every night before you start partying, before you start going for it, your body's going to be ravaged by what you do to it. You know, you probably enjoy shit. I get it, dude. I'm not even blaming you for that. I get it. You've been to enough festivals. You've been to enough music where going sober, it ain't enough. Same thing I did for UFCs. I went to a few UFCs, fine, and then I was like, me and Joey Diaz were like, let's take a fucking way too strong pot edible and get fucked up. We couldn't even tell who was up in the round. Sometimes I was like, is this fight still going? Has it been going for an hour? Look, Rebbe, don't worry about it. This is not coming to your ad read. But they have all sorts of different flavors. They have passion fruit, which is lilikoi in Hawaiian. And I don't know what it is in goddamn Spanish. I should know. Passion fruit, lemon lime, strawberry, watermelon, guava, pina colada, and tangerine. All sorts of shit. So I don't know the science behind it, you guys. But it just gets your nutrients and chemicals. Nutrients and vitamins, whatever it is. And it gets you going. It gets you going, for real. This is not like ad read. This is like, I've taken it. When you do heavy shit, 4 days in a row, 5 days in a row, actually, because there's a prelim day. And every day, you take this, and you wake up able to fucking move again and operate. You know? It really just gets you going. So anytime you're going to go hard, bring this stuff with you. You can get it at Walmart, or grab your favorite IV, Liquid IV flavors nationwide at Walmart, or you can get 25% off your order right now if you go to liquidiv.com and use the promo code SKEPTIC at checkout. It's 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today using promo code SKEPTIC at liquidiv.com. Now, thank you very much for sponsoring it. And for real, it's a product I use constantly on my own. I have some in my... Well, they were like, can we send you product? And I was like, no, I have plenty. But I should have been like, yeah, why wouldn't I just get free stuff? Hey, if Liquid IV people, if you're listening, I will take that free product now. I could sell it in the street. What's the street value at that stuff? Huh, something to think about. Hey, you guys. Today's episode of Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Take is brought to you by the good people at 3chi.com. That's right. The number 3chi.com. They're the industry leader in Delta 8 THC products. Who is ranking the Delta 8 category? Guys, have you had Delta 8? It's interesting. It is a drug for sure. So you got to be 21 or older to purchase it or have an older brother. And it's not CBD, so you got to also remember that it's psychoactive and that it'll like get you fucked up. Legitimately, like there was like a 2 month period at Gas Digital when they just started sponsoring a bunch of podcasts that not a single intern, not a single employee could get their job done right because they were all fucked up on this shit. It gets you there. So, you know, be careful in operating heavy machinery. Who operates heavy machinery? What does that mean? Anyway, 3G.com. So, it gives you like a great buzz. So it's interesting because it doesn't, Delta 8 doesn't like get you like only head high, and it doesn't get you only body high like CBD or only head high like THC. It like mixes it up. I don't know how to explain it right, but it's like, it gets you like 60% of the head high of a regular smoking or regular edible even. And then like the other 40% gets transferred around your body. It's interesting. But if you use promo code SKEPTIC at checkout right now at 3chi.com, again, it's number 3chi.com, rhymes with 3qui. Maybe they should go just for like a women's day. Instead of going 3chi, they go 3chief, so it rhymes with 3queef. Maybe let them run their own business. Anyway, use the promo code SKEPTIC at checkout and get 5% off your order right now. And then if you'll see that, and then they will continue to sponsor this fucking podcast, which forces my hand because they're paying me. Sometimes I'd be lazy and I wouldn't do a podcast, but then they're there every fucking week saying, Ari, come on, do a podcast and we'll give you money. So I'm like, fuck, I don't wanna. But then it's like, I do need money. So it really, can you end up calling people like Jared? And they're like, Jared, I know we've been saying we're gonna do the podcast. Can you do it this week? I got to get this money from fucking 3chi. Anyway, 3chi.com, promo code SKEPTIC, check out 5% off your order and support this podcast. Thank you. Wow, good sponsorship read, Ari. All right, so are you guys on Tinder? Remember the beginning of Tinder where it was just going to be straight grinder? That was the plan. Oh, we had it down. We've had it down. We were going to be a fuck site. When we heard about it, because I have gay friends. They hooked up a threesome. I was with a guy who hooked up a threesome in Dallas with two guys who didn't fucking know each other. He was reaching out to one and then couldn't get it going. Then reached out to a second. He's like, oh, he's coming to fuck. Then the first guy reached back. He's like, hey, I'm ready. He's like, all right, I got somebody coming. Want to join? The guy's like, sure. Don't even send me a picture of the other guy. Let's get wild. Let's destroy some sheets and make the fucking immigrant house cleaning lady want to quit her job. And that's exactly what he did. There was shit everywhere in those sheets. He lets them outside like fucking room service. Every innovation in life has been caused by the homosexuals. Grindr made Tinder. Do you remember the beginning of Grindr when you're like, when your gay friends are like, dude, there's a guy who wants to fuck me 100 feet from here. And you start looking around like, which one is it? God damn, they had every innovation in life. You think we went to the moon because of heterosexual reasons? No. They saw the craters up there and like, we could fuck those craters. They look like thirsty assholes. And so the gays got together and they made all their gay scientists come together and figure out a way to get to the moon so they could fuck those thirsty crater assholes. Now, unfortunately, they were too big. They were too big. The distance from here to the moon made it seem smaller and more fuckable. You could actually fit your whole body in there, so you couldn't fuck it. But the point is, they looked out for the science, and they tried their best. And now we're on the moon, and we have a fucking, a mall, TGI Fridays and everything on the moon we can go to because of gays. The Spanish Inquisition, what was that about? I don't know. That's not an innovation. But Tinder was supposed to be straight Grindr. It was supposed to be a place where you could fuck. And then you know who came in and ruined it? Well, the same people who ruin everything. The fucking bitches. Well, if you're just here for a hookup, swipe left. Is that what you say? No. Swipe left if you just want to hook up. Yeah, well, then why are you here? I'm not here for a hookup. Then why are you here? We had this whole plan. We had this whole beautiful fucking plan. It was going to be straight Grindr. God damn it, we had it good. And you fucking bitches ruined it. We had this whole goddamn plan. Well, if you're just here for a hookup, go to Match.com. Go to Plenty of Fish and see you fucking cunts. We had a plan. You come here, I'm looking to fuck. If you're looking to fuck, let's fuck. And for a little while, it was like that. Until these fucking bitches came in and ruined it. Same thing with... Sorry, I lost it a little bit there. I lost a little bit. Here's some secrets for Tinder. I haven't been on there in a while. So I don't know everything if it's still like that. There's innovations. You know why Tinder ruined everything? Because it created a fucking premium on looks. You didn't have to get to know anybody. So everyone started really focusing on looks. That, Instagram, it all kind of came together. And we all focused really hard on looks. And then intelligence, sense of humor, shit like that, kind of, it wasn't as important. It wasn't completely worthless, but it wasn't as important. So we became a nation of Miamis. If you're an intelligent woman in Miami, and you're like a six, well, that's all you are, is a six. You can be super smart with a great sense of humor, and your overall doesn't change because they value only look. They don't mind if you have a sense of humor, but they're like not looking for it at all. At all. It's like if you don't like pineapples and you go to a fucking tropical country, you're like, that the pineapple part, the fresh pineapple juice, doesn't help me. I could do better with that metaphor. Wait, where was I? I don't know. Wait, where was I? Fresh pineapples. Oh, yeah. We've become a nation of Miamis. We've become a nation of people who just focus on looks because of Tinder, because of Instagram, and the other shit is just fading away. And then when you meet somebody in life, sure, that matters, but online, so it makes you think, what do I gotta evolve? What do I gotta push up and make better so I can get a mate, so I can get friends? Well, you don't think, let me read a book. No, they wouldn't do it in Miami. They wouldn't do it in Phoenix, which is a fucking poor man's Miami. How is Phoenix a beach town? You explain me how they have a beach aesthetic when they're fucking landlocked. You know why? Because they're the worst. They're the worst. They're the garbagiest people. I will be in Phoenix in January. And if you're coming to a show, don't fucking wear your golf outfit. Tampa as well. Tampa's probably worse with that. Don't wear your golf outfit to come to a comedy show. Don't wear your fucking khakis and a polo shirt and a baseball cap to come to a comedy show. Put some fucking pants on. Wear a t-shirt or a button down, not a fucking polo. Anyway, whatever. So one time, I fucked twice on Tinder. Twice ever. Oh, here's a little tip for you. If you see someone with their picture, all their pictures have another person in it, and it's the same person every single time, that's a threesome. They're looking for a threesome. Not just like, oh, here I am with somebody. Every one of their pictures. Also, if you're a dude and you really want to fucking crush it on Tinder, Say swipe left if you're just here for a hookup. Do the fucking thing the bitches did. Swipe left if you're just here for a, I'm not here for a hookup. How do you get from the point of like, okay, we matched, to inside you or inside me? How do you, it's that beginning, it's that, how do you reach out and say, anyway, me and Jared talked about it. One time, I fucked twice on Tinder, but I don't remember the second time. I do remember one time in Australia, I think Melbourne or Sydney. I can't remember which one it was. And I was fucking some chick from Tinder. It was great. It was great. You're in a strange country. You've been online. You shouldn't know who I am. I don't know who she is. And suddenly, you're fucking. So, as always with fucking, you got to try some moves. You got to get out of your comfort zone. You can't just you do the same thing you always do. Just like staring in the eyes with a fucking grunt and just slowly thrusting your neck. You got to do some moves. You got to do some spins, you know. You got to do something. So, I was munching box. I'm slurping that sauce, you know? Fucking Ezekiel Elliott, that pussy. Slurping, get some fucking soup. Get in there. Fucking munching box, dude. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about munching box. It's a ska band playing. Can you guys hear it? And so I'm munching box, and I was right there, and I figured, like, let me try something. This bitch deserves it. This bitch deserves me going for it. You know, that's what you want from your comedians. You want riffing. You don't want a fucking routine that's written for. You want to be in the moment, you know? You want to shuck and jive, move and fucking, oh, you know? Remember when George Bush, somebody threw a fucking shoe at him and he fucking ducked it and smiled? That's fucking, that guy's fucking jazz right there. That's when everybody started to like George Bush again. And so I'm staring at this fucking pussy, fucking tongue fucking it, you know? And then I was like, let me try something. So I spit on her pussy. Yeah. And I was pretty happy with it. I was pretty happy. I was this far away from her pussy, and I was like, let me spit on it. Good idea. So I spit on her pussy. And then I was like, yeah, man, well played, you know? And then I heard from the head way up above, upstairs, did you spit on my vagina? What? Did you spit on my vagina? And I was like, yeah, I went for it. It's a pretty solid move, huh? Well, I don't think I like that. What? I didn't like it. All right, I won't do it again. And she reiterated, well, I didn't like it. I'm like, well, I can't take it back. It's happened. But also, what's the fucking difference? I'm like, well, I won't do it again. She goes, well, all right then. And we kept fucking. So it wasn't like a deal breaker. But what's the difference, dude? If I look at this. This spit on my tongue. And if I go like that, that's the okay spit. But then your spit, that spit's not okay? Because the fucking 1 foot of distance, what? Because as soon as it leaves my fucking tongue, it becomes a problem. Yeah, I spit on your fucking pussy. Consider yourself lucky. You know, people in third world countries, they get fucking forced circumcised in parts of, in Arab parts of Africa or Muslim parts of Africa. And they wish somebody would spit on their pussy. You think those guys who are fucking circumcising women so they don't ever feel any sort of sexual pleasure, do you think they're going, let me spit on your pussy? That's a fucking first world move, dude, and I did it for you. Well, I didn't like it. Well, I didn't like it. Oh, God. In fairness to the chick, there is a difference between something on you or something in you, you know? A hair in your soup, not great. A hair on somebody's head, you know, who cares? I touched it, who cares? A better example, maybe, is, hey, nice to meet you, handshake. Excuse me, waiter, there's a finger in my on my soup. There's a finger on my plate. It's not touching any of the food. Like, do you want me to just pull the finger off? Get a whole new plate. Anyway, Jared and I, oh shit. Time's running out. Jared and I got into a long discussion. He came over to talk about pickles, which we will do another time. Jared Fried's great, you guys. He's a wonderful guy to have at the fucking cellar. I remember one time, some disgraced comedian, and there's like 50 of us now. Jared was kind of new and we were all talking, and then he just keeps looking at Jared because you don't know anymore. You don't know what some of these comics are like. Are you going to have a problem with me? And he just looks over and he goes, I'm sorry, man. What's your name? And Jared's like, oh, I'm Jared Friedman, a comedian. And I had to go like, oh, he's cool. Which is like nuts you have to say that. Me and Norman once were talking. We were in Las Vegas at the Comedy Cellar Las Vegas. And what was I going to say? Oh, so we're talking. We're just like talking about sex stuff, you know. And some woman, some local comic comes in, and we didn't really know. You're afraid, like, ooh, can we talk about sexual shit around women? And then, so we kind of shut up, you know, because not knowing if she's super woke, not woke. Is she going to be angry? Is she going to be have a cause, and that cause is just ruining a fucking green room vibe? And so we kind of shut up, but she overheard a little bit what we were saying. She didn't even think twice about it. She just goes, "That sounds like a chick you fuck on an army blanket in an attic." We're like, oh, this girl gets it. Most people get it. Jared Fried gets it. He's fucking fun to have around. He's a fucking funny comic. Check him out, Jared Fried online. Again, reach out to him, tell him, as you do all my guests, how much you enjoy the episode and thank you for doing it, you know. I'll check out your stuff. And do check out his stuff. You Up Podcast and the J Train Podcast. Oh, speaking of, if you're looking for a dating site, here's a fun new one. Updog. Like, what's Updog? Updog. You know what it's for? Think about it. I'll give you 5 seconds to guess. Updog. What's that dating site for? Updog. 2, 3. People with dogs. Yeah. You got a dog. They got a dog. People say, dude, you need a lot of fucking websites. There's almost everything. There's got to be a herpes for herpes site. There's got to be. If you had herpes. I mean, okay, when do you bring that up to? When do you bring up that you have herpes? I'll tell you when the wrong time to bring it up is, that I've had experience with, when I'm fucking rock hard and on top of you about to penetrate your fucking pussy. And then he's like, oh, hey, I got to talk to you. What am I going to do? Not fuck? There's zero chance. There's zero chance we're not fucking. So you go slow. Hopefully you don't get it. I didn't. You ever think you're immune from herpes because you must have fucked somebody without a condom with herpes, and so how could you not get it? Me neither. Okay, I gotta go. Yeah, but Updog, that's a good one for dating people. Because you ever try to hook up with somebody, and then they're like, oh, I gotta... And then you're like, hey, you know, after the bar, it was a good time. It's like, you wanna come over? Because you're gonna have sex, you know? And then and they're like, oh, I gotta go home, and I gotta walk the dog. I gotta let the dog out. And you're like, well, I'm not going all the way back to Brooklyn with you. And it's like, yeah, I get it, but I gotta go back. And it's like, ugh, so annoying. And you just don't get it until you're a dog owner, and then you get it. Now I get it. I got a boyfriend now, so it doesn't matter. But like yeah, you want some. Or bring your dog over so you don't have to go home. You can bring your dog, they'll play with my dog, and it's a fucking good time. Yeah, Updog. It's an app. It's a dating app. Herpes for herpes. I know in the beginning of COVID, there should have been. It was one of my inventions of the world. I don't think anyone... My inventions, I haven't really invented. I just have an idea. And you're welcome to run with them. A funnel for a grinder. Grinder, and then with a very thin funnel, let you pour it straight into a bowl. So you don't have to put it in your hand and then fucking push it out. What are my other inventions? Oh, so the beginning of COVID, when it was like a death sentence, you know? It wasn't, but everyone thought of it. Like, oh, shit, they got COVID. Even though most people fucking recovered. But, what was I going to say? Oh, alreadyhadit.com. And then when you had to like isolate, alreadyhadit.com would have been a great dating site. Updog for fucking dog owners. Or if you don't have a dog and you've always wanted to play with a dog, so who am I going to... Listen, I'm not saying I'm going to fuck you just because you have a dog, but if I narrow my group into only people with dogs, then I can start going, show me a picture of your dog. No, that's not a cute dog. We're not going to go out. Or, oh my God, you have a puppy? Let's date for about 8 months. Anyway, all sorts of sites, and Jared and I talked about it. 17 minutes. It's time to go. I don't think I have anything else to say. Check out my Patreon. I'm about to do another one right now. Patreon.com/RHFair. And guys, subscribe if you're listening to this on Spotify, if you're listening to it on Apple Podcasts or on Google Podcasts, please hit subscribe. If you're watching this on YouTube, hit subscribe there. I'm going to give a fucking $100 a week raise to Kyla and Marissa, two avowed box munchers, as soon as I get to 100,000 subscribers, and we're close. We're like 14 away. So Do me a favor, hit subscribe to those fucking, so these fucking bitches can eat their fucking pussy food. Shall we start? I think I have nothing left to add. We have moved to Tuesday releases every week. And that's it. Let's start. It's swipe left, right? Is it swipe left? Swipe left. I got to think of a podcast name. Ari Shaffir Skepetank, episode 446. It's like swipe left to, yeah, I don't know. Swipe left. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Swipe left to fuck? No, swipe right to fuck. Swipe right if you want to fuck. I don't know. Why do the other ones work? How do those other fucking same things work? It's the same, right? You just look at somebody's picture and you're like, I'm interested. You know what ruined it? When guys just started learning they can just do this. Yes. And as soon as they get a match, I'll figure it out later if they want. You ruined it, guys. You ruined it. I get it. You're in a rush to try to fuck as many people as possible. But then you get a match and all these girls are like, is that really a match or is this guy swiping? So you ruined it. It's like the Palestinians who fucking smuggled in bombs and guns in ambulances. And then the Israelis like, no, listen, we're going to let the ambulances in, but now we got to fucking, you tied our hands. Now we got to search ambulances. Who was the other chick I fucked on Tinder? Australia was one. Was it another country? I feel like it was never once in America. Edinburgh? Nah. I don't know where else it was. I got to remember it. But maybe I'll talk about that on Twitter. You know what? I'll do a Patreon this week. Love stuff, whatever. Like I talked about with Jared. Let's shut the fucking episode, you guys. Ari Shaffir Skepetank, episode 446. Swipe left if you're looking for a hook. I forgot the fucking name. I had it on there. I had it. Whatever. Swipe right if you're horny. How about that? Swipe right if you're horny. With Jared Freed. That's not bad. Swipe right if you're horny. With Jared Freed. Starts now. Enjoy. Charcuterie, or you're making fun of
charcuterie makers.
Oh, the people who make them.
So what
really, happens? It's just laying out some shit on the table.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. What's interesting about charcuterie is that people take a lot of pride because it's like I did this tweet once where it was like charcuteries are like babies. Anyone can make them.
Yeah.
And everyone has a picture on their phone of theirs. So
it is. It's just meat art.
It's just meat art, and
crafts. Really,
it's crafts. Listen, we are from a generation of like, put my crafts on the fridge. Like, did I do well?
You really are.
So yeah. I tweeted out. This is like 3 years ago, before charcuterie was a thing. Because then it's now like trending thing. So, yeah. And especially during the pandemic. Before the pandemic, this was like a year before. I was going on vacation and I was like coming back from the cell like at 12:39. I tweeted just being like, I can tell what type of parent you'd be based on your charcuterie board. So then the next morning I wake up at like 6 a.m. for a flight and I'm getting all these responses with pictures of people's charcuterie boards. And I'm like, so I started telling them what kind of parent they'd be. They're up for the roast.
Yeah.
And
especially because they're like, you can't. So it's
this isn't really. It's a fun thing. It's a stupid, fun thing, and it's a chance for me to just make fun of people.
Yeah.
So then I started putting them on Instagram, where I have like more of a following, and like then on Instagram I start getting sent, and I'm like, oh my god, everyone, and I have like a female following. Every woman has a picture of a charcuterie they made for an event, and they're like, do mine. So then I started making these like, so I just
what
started,
would you do like what if they had like sliced up sausages or something?
I would just like you could tell like some of them are just bad because you're only judging it based on your friend group, like, you know, like
what they're capable of.
And then some of them are like obviously from like the cheap grocery store. So I made it a very personal thing. I would never like give it a rating. I would always be like, I can tell like you're the type of person that does this. And then there's also the social media aspect. Some people are making charcuterie boards for the like. Not the appetite. Not
exactly. Of so the it looks people. Good but tastes bad. Fuck that. These are like the Michelin star restaurants. We're like, hey, dude, nice drizzle on this, but it's got no flavor.
Thanks for the foam.
Yeah.
I'm still hungry.
Oh, great. Oh, you made something out of moss. It's exactly. Oh, very, very creative.
You've achieved a backflip, but the backflip does nothing for me to feel good about your party. So that was like, that's been the premise of like, the premise of, and then Carly Aquilino, I'll give her credit. She called me the board lord because she saw this stuff. Great. So now I'm going by the board lord. and then during the pandemic, so then the pandemic happens.
Which pandemic? I'm being kept up.
Something happened with, you know, some people are dying. So I...
Charcuterie.
But it, I was like, I'm doing this podcast. I go to daily with my podcast and I'm like, I need new segments. And also, just like you're saying, nobody wants to hear about fucking... pandemic every someone has to do charcuterie.
And also it's probably at an all-time high of being made.
Hold on, as I'm making fun of it on my Instagram stories, it starts becoming a thing, so I get sent more and more, and then the boards keep getting wilder. There's a breakfast board, a Halloween board, and I'm making fun of that, and I'm saying, I you know why a breakfast board sucks, because the bacon's cold and you want hot bacon and you want hot pancakes, and it's bullshit and it's just for an Instagram picture, and it all comes back to social media. But it's I start, so then the technology is now like catching up to me.
Oh, that's so cool.
So like during the pandemic, I'm taping every day. I'm doing it on my iPhone and sending it into like my video guy. So I'm like, I need a new segment. So I start doing charcuterie chat. And so they play like a big guitar riff. It's on my YouTube. And it's like me being like, why the breakfast board sucks. Why, you know, and I do like a 5-minute rant on, and then I'll go hit the music and charcuterie chat. So then TikTok starts getting big. And now I can do these videos myself on TikTok. I don't even need to send them in anymore. I can put the picture of the charcuterie behind me.
And you just shit
and
on
I
it.
Just shit on it. Like there was one where it was like a Kardashian made one that got like, it popped off on my
everything because, they do gets a million likes.
Totally. So it's like.
They should take a picture of their dump.
I mean, and then I would rate it. And then that would do well. But I'm like, they made a charcuterie and I'm yelling about how like, you know, Kendall Jenner's being like, look at my charcuterie. It's like, no, you hired someone to make this. And it's like, there's just ways. I'm using charcuterie to make fun of people that I would make fun of without the charcuterie. It's a bridge for those things.
Yeah.
So I now I'm the board lord. And
that's great.
Yeah.
It's great to have a segment. Also, who's going to be upset or even like, it doesn't hit on anybody.
No.
And also, it doesn't step on anybody else's thing.
You can talk about, it doesn't step on any other people's thing.
I listen to podcasts now, and sometimes I hear like 17 different takes on like Dave Chappelle, and I'm like, this podcast has fucking jumped the shark.
That's
just a bunch of comics being serious.
It's also, when's the fun? Like, when's like the like the stupid part? Like, sometimes I get brought on those as guests, and I go, I have nothing
guys,
to say
I'm
here.
Not an expert.
I don't know anything.
I just like doing jokes.
I like charcuterie. I like looking at a salami rose and being like, why would someone make a salami rose? A salami rose makes no sense because...
What do you mean? Cutting a rose into salami? Like,
so they take a salami and they put it on a
big, like thick one like that?
They'll cut it into slices and then they'll fashion the slices to look like a rose. And then, but the problem is they stick together. So you, the whole point of a charcuterie is to have a drink in one hand and pick with the other.
Yeah, maybe a toothpick.
Maybe a toothpick, whatever.
Just go. Yeah, drink quick. In one hand, exactly.
Drink it's, in one hand, it's quick and easy. You want to be able to go up and be like, boom, 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 eat, walk away, boom, 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 eat, walk away.
Nobody makes anything glorious out of Chex Mix. It's just dump it in a bowl and there it is.
Throw it in.
Right.
Take a cup, scoop it in.
Yeah.
And so like, if you think of things that way, you go... You've done a disservice. Like you've done this, like the rose, like you have to take one hand to hold it down, then peel it off. And it's like, how many hands have to touch this?
Yeah.
Like,
also gross.
Gross. Like
you're touching the stuff that's left there.
You fucking rubbed it against your hand like a, you know, like a wipey.
That's funny.
Yeah.
What did you say? All right, buddy. What would you say about that? Should we segue into the fucking topic?
Sure.
Gherkins.
What's gherkin?
Those little fucking, or whatever they're called. Those little tiny fucking pickles.
The little pickles? I like them.
What are they called? baby pickles?
I thought...
What's a gherkin?
American is the...
sexual move?
No, I think... Isn't it the wig that goes over... like a pube wig?
A merkin.
That's a merkin, right?
What do you mean a pube wig?
There's such a thing as a pube wig.
For people who don't have their own pubes?
I don't know. I just remember there was like a pube wig and... What was it called? A gherkin?
Yeah, look it up. It's a gherkin or a merkin is something.
A merkin. It had a funny name. I mean, it's like one of those things as a kid you find out about. You're like, I can't believe this word exists.
Because who would get a wig for your pubes? Just grow your pubes out. Do you not like the pubes?
A merkin.
A merkin.
A merkin is a pubic wig. Merkins were originally worn by sex workers after shaving their mons pubis. Not mom. Shaving their mons pubis and are now used as a decorative item. Erotic device. I mean,
wait. Would they make a full wig out of pubes, or are they making a?
No, it's a wig for your pubes.
Yeah. Oh wow, that's really nice. It's pink and like
pink. Something about when someone wears a pink wig, when like a woman, like when you see a bunch of women wearing like that, it's hot.
It's super. That's Carly that used to do that.
Well, when she dyed her hair.
I know, but oh yeah, good point.
So, but I'm saying like when you see like a group of women out for like a bachelorette party and they're like all doing the wig thing.
Yeah, they look like spies.
Yeah, they think it's like a joke and we don't care that much.
Yeah, like, we do care.
We are like, oh my God, this is the hottest thing.
Your regular hair is awful.
Yeah.
Get this straight fucking spy hair.
I want spy hair. Like I you know, I used to say I wanted to date a hairdresser.
Yeah.
Because they're always changing shit up.
Yeah.
Like you ever date a girl where like they get a haircut, they're like, it doesn't look great.
And they're just changing it again, dying it.
Yeah. And then you go, I love this.
Yeah.
You know, like I
Yeah, you're fucking a new person.
Men are way more positive about looks than we kind of get credit for, I think, a lot of times, because we have like so many shitty, loud, shitty people. You know, where we're like,
you're too fat, whatever. But the reality is, like, we'll take anything.
We'll take anything. Yeah. That makes it sound bad, but that doesn't help. I mean, I'm trying to make it more romantic. But I'm saying, like you see, like every butt that I've been had pointed out to me, is one that like would like women would assume men wouldn't like. I'm like, that's what we like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You ever get a fat chick who's like ashamed while she's writing you about her fat, and you want to be like, lady. Let it go, run it wild, and I'll be into it.
I mean, I love curvy chicks, so I'm like I love it. So I'm like, I don't understand. Like, I understand it. It's because of societal stuff. It's also our fault. Like, middle school humor, like, is like all the lowest common denominator. So it's like that. Though, you know, the people that get made fun of are like, you know, like what's the, you know, like in middle school, like it was like the woman's vagina smells.
Yeah,
we fucked ourselves. I love going down on women.
Because now girls like, I don't know. It smells like a pussy. It's
yeah,
fine.
It smells like great. Fucking let's do this. I kind of expected some.
You didn't shove meat up there and leave it for a week.
Like, yeah, there's no salami rose.
Yeah, zoftig. You know that term?
Zoftig. Yeah, yeah. That
curvy is different than fat. Zoftig is like curvy. Is the Yiddish curvy? It's like yeah, in a range.
Oh, I love a zoftig chick.
But fat is not even like. No one's like, oh, you should. No. You're actually pretty cute. Like. For Zoftig. Fat. No, I'm saying they are that for Zoftig. Fat is like, oh no, you're beyond. You're 400 pounds. Like, no one's saying
that.
Well, like,
I'm saying that's in the tail ends of life. Like, I have weight issues myself. Like, I talk about my weight on stage all the time. Stocky. I got short
Zoftig
torso.
And stocky.
I'm a Zoftig guy.
Yeah, you are Zoftig. Yeah, so, you're not fat. You're chubs.
Yeah. So it's like, but it's also society doesn't give me shit in the same way. You know, a woman has to deal with such fucking bullshit. And, you know, it's like a lot of your worth is based off that. Like my, you know, I think we like take for granted. We can take for granted. I don't want to sound like I'm like trying to like pander.
Get laid right here.
Yeah. Like, I'm not trying to get laid on Ari Shaffir's skeptic tank. You know, like that's what,
I believe all women are beautiful.
Yeah. Like, but I'm saying, I mean, I say it in my podcast all the time when we talk about like.
What's your podcast called?
You Up. And then I have J Train.
You Up?
You Up podcast.
That's the daily?
No, J Train went to daily. We went back to like twice a week.
Okay.
But it was, we talk about dating and it's a lot of women that listen. And like, what I always say is like, I get kind of tasked with being a male voice in a woman's world. And I'm trying to take icky things that we all joke around. We don't take very seriously and try to make them a little bit more edible. So like, I talk about like looks, like for example, and I say like, listen, who am I to say what's hot and not hot? Yeah. There are guys masturbating to feet.
True.
So like, you're someone's like, foot.
Yeah.
Like, so like, so that's been taken as like, and yeah. I thought like a lot of people that listen to mine would get offended or whatever. They're like, oh, that's such a, like, that puts it into perspective.
It's a relief.
It's a relief. Like,
cause also like, you know how we like, you have a rating or the algorithms that come up and it's like, most people we find like this, like, yeah, but most people, 60% of people, there's 40% of people out there who like a horror. So it's like, yeah, those guys can all have a great.
I think they're out there, and I think we've realized in the era of podcasting, like,
all sorts of different weird things.
Audience for everybody.
Some women are the Chuck Taylors of Chuck Chicks.
That's right. And like, someone loves a Chuck Taylor.
Tons of people love Chuck Taylors. Yeah. They're classic, but they're never going to be as like widely regarded as, you know, Nikes or whatever.
Well, that's the thing. Well, men, it's the same thing both ways. Yeah. Like you're someone's look. I'm someone's look.
For sure. I'm a Semitic. If you're into Semitic looks, like, you have one girl like, ugh. And then another girl's like, I've never been wetter.
I used to feel that all the time. Cause I like, you know, I'm from outside of Boston and my town growing up was like more Irish Catholic, but like turning Jewish.
Yeah.
You know, like it was like becoming a Jewish area. Now people are like, if I mention Needham, they're like, Jewish area. Really? Like, and I'm like, I don't relate to that. It really wasn't that way. There were two neighborhoods. But then Newton is like the Jewish area.
Who's from Newton? Rogan?
Everyone's from Newton.
Okay.
Like
Bobby Kelly, maybe? Yeah, no, anyway, everybody's from Newton.
Rogan's from Newton. And I think Louis's from Newton. But it's like there's a ton of Newton people. Like it's a city. It's a small city. So, but like Newton's like has a large Jewish population. So it's funny, like I would go to like, you're just taken in differently. Like I'd be like, I'm in my school, like, you know, Jared, whatever. And then you go to like, you know, like go, like a Newton party and you're like, oh, I'm getting attention, you know, like it's like, yeah. You know, like, oh, their mom likes me. That's why they're into me. You know, like it was a different vibe. And so men get that too, but we're just such ego filled cocky maniacs. Like we all kind of live that way. We're like, someone's into me. Or like if someone gives you attention.
Yeah, but girls must get that too, right? Aren't girls like everywhere they go, like even if you're quote unquote an ugly chick, you're still getting some dudes who are trying to bone you.
I don't know. But even at that point, are you taken seriously? Like, I think that's the problem too.
Oh, right. Like, she'll like, be a pass around, but she's not going to be someone I care about.
Well, that's kind of something that they've heard before or they deal with. Like, we don't, our ego doesn't let us, like our mom said we looked handsome in the suit, so we're good forever. You know, like
it's, do you think Tinder with just the look at someone, swipe left or right, has made a higher premium on looks, or at least in our minds?
I think it's made a lower premium on holding on to someone you're with.
Yeah.
So it's like you always have the option.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're dating someone and you're like 3 dates in, you're like, they're cool, they're hot, we already had sex.
There's a
bar in my pocket
right.
that I can access all while on the toilet.
There is a I can do better.
There's a little bit of that.
Dude, you ever see somebody at a bar? You ever look like if you're on a date or with a girlfriend or a friend or whatever, and you just like scope people at the bar, like that's a date, that's a first date.
Brother, sister. You can tell. Yeah.
And so when you get like, oh, that's a date, and then you see one of them, the boy or the girl, go to the, there's no homosexual relationships, but you see the boy or the girl go to the bathroom. And then the other one picks out their phone and you're like, you're looking for other
options. Yeah, I mean, that happens.
It's so rude.
But it's happening.
It's happening.
I mean, because you know what happens? Let me give empathy to those people.
Yeah, sure.
Because I don't think it's, I think it's rude if you look at it that way.
Yeah.
But it's interesting because we're all addicted to this thing.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
What do? You open your phone, you do the walk around the block. You go Instagram, Twitter, Facebook,
email,
text. And then you kind of do it again 2 seconds later. You don't even realize you're doing it again.
God, the fucking runs.
You do the little twirl around.
Like, it's been 5 minutes since I was on the first thing. Maybe something new has come. Maybe it's just you're
feeding dopamine. You're feeding the hunger. So when you're single and you're on a first date with someone, that app has entered the rotation.
That what?
That app enters into because it's another one that feeds, you know, notification page on Instagram. Notification page
is like a good feeling. To me, I never got laid. You probably did. I got laid twice off Tinder.
Okay.
But like but I was on there nonstop.
Yes.
And it was hundreds of hours. I mean, that's not an exaggeration.
But that's, it's just in the rotation.
That means a cute chick liked my looks.
That's right. And it's the problem with dating right now is that for some people, that's all they want. And especially men. Like, I think, like, we are all like a lazy, we're the lazy, you know, we're the lazier group.
Yeah, come over.
Come over. And so it's like you get the match. Sometimes there's guys on there that just want to look at you on your Instagram for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and people are like, why does he want my Instagram? Why does he want my Snapchat? That's a lot. That's cheaper than a date and easier than leaving the house. And it's like,
what do you mean? Just to like get pictures?
Just to look at you? I mean, just to have the flirt over Instagram stories. Just the
That too when you show your friend, like they're gonna be a celeb, like, hey, check out this chick I'm looking at, I'm talking to, you know, and she's like, oh yeah, she's cute, but you're looking at her Instagram pictures.
Yeah,
it's like, oh yeah, at her hottest, she's hot.
Well, yeah. Well, then that's another thing. Like I used to say, like I'm one scroll down my Instagram page hot.
So it's like your Google search results. Yeah, like first page is one thing, but like by fourth page, you're getting some deep cuts.
Yeah.
You're getting the ugly pictures.
You got to find a picture of me.
Yeah.
You know, like some people are hot, or it's like, yeah, here, take the phone. You have to search hot.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm like good looking enough where you got to like look through.
Yeah, Tinder really did fuck it up. Changed it.
Well, here's the thing. It was created by male nerds.
Really,
men with low social ability.
Yeah, like
so it's a superpower to figure out to eradicate embarrassment.
Charisma. Also.
Charisma or the fear of getting turned down.
Yeah.
So if you know, like just like you're saying, like she thinks I'm hot. When you get a match, she thinks I'm hot. That's what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of relate that to your own thing. You're like, when I think someone's hot, I'm like, I want to fuck them.
Right.
Like that's probably not how she's thinking. She's thinking you look like a safe and fun partner to go out with. You know,
right. If it was just like guys who want to fuck, yeah, it's like that's
Grindr. Right. You know, like that's, you know, that's Grindr. You know, so
that was the okay. Go ahead, finish.
Go ahead.
Grind. We were hoping. We were all hoping
that was the
Tinder
Holy Grail.
Would be straight Grindr.
We thought that.
Come on.
We're so dumb.
And then these dumb bitches, like, I'm not here to fuck. Swipe. What is it? Swipe no? What is swipe no?
Swipe left.
Swipe left if you're not here for casual. Get the fuck out of here. Go to JD. Get the fuck out of here. Why are you in our thing? It's like the people come to the comedy club, like, oh, this is offensive. Like, get out of here. Go watch Disney.
Well, the problem is, then you go, we got to create an app for just hooking up. And what people say, they're like, well, Tinder's just for hooking up. Hinge is for relationships. J-Date's for relationships. Right. But, like, no guy's doing that differentiation.
Right.
We're everywhere to fuck. So we're part of the problem.
Like, there's non-Jews like, on J-Date looking to fuck chicks who, Jewish chicks want to fuck outside.
It's everywhere. We're right. Animals. Yeah, so we're it's animals. Like, and I'm not looking to like be so hard on men. Like I do understand. It's from a place of like just like being an animal. And I get that. But it's also, you know, they're like, we want to create a hookup app. What did they create? Like Ashley Madison? And then they figured out it was all bots. It was all men. Like,
it seemed unrealistic that all these hot housewives are like, I'm just looking for an affair.
Yeah,
you're like, oh, no, can I just get on that?
But we're so stupid.
Do we have to be accepted?
Yeah, like, oh, I can just pay $1 a month.
Oh, great. And then I have access. It's not going to be overrun with dudes in 7 seconds, like chat roulette.
It's funny how stupid we are at first.
We're so stupid.
But also there's like, you know, it goes both ways. Like
Ashley
we're all
Madison.
Like,
what a
Ashley Madison's fucking hilarious.
What a smart move on their part to bill it as it's just attractive housewives want to fuck up. No strings attached because, you know, they're married and all.
And they've agreed it because they're on the app and then they find out it's all dudes.
Oh my God.
From like a call center.
What a great, dude, we had this fat Marilyn Martinez. I mean, fat.
Okay.
Mexican. A comedian at the Comedy Store. She's dead now. But like, she's pretty fat.
I mean, that she was sentence fat. Kept getting worse. I was like, oh, I hope this person isn't listening.
And
mean.
She worked as a sex call-in person.
Okay.
And she would do it on stage.
Oh, wow.
And I mean, she was like 380, 400, not chubby. I mean, like fat, waddle, need help, you know, getting in and out of cars. And she was like, oh, you talking? The way she would do it, and you're like, everyone's like, oh, that's who you're reaching? When you're reaching the call-in fucking 1-900 stuff?
Was it hot? Like, if you close
hotline.
If you close your eyes, she was probably good at it.
Yeah, she was great at it.
I mean,
the bots are the same version of that.
That's the bots. I mean, you see a picture. I mean, every friend request on Facebook is now, hey, I'm creating this adult friend group. And you're like, who's falling for this?
You know, someone.
Now I'm getting friended by, like, the bots are getting better. So, like, now the friend requests are coming from names that seem Jewish.
Wow, that's a smart
so
algorithm.
It's like the algorithm.
That's a smart algorithm.
Figured out who I accept as friends.
They do it. They do it sometimes on Instagram. You get a DM and it just goes, "Hey," which is somewhat what someone would do to flirt. And
sure.
You're like, "Oh, who's this?"
Oh, hey. Delete.
And
block.
Then you're like, I saw one. I didn't see who it was, but I just saw a comment like, like this post makes me wet, something like that. Yeah. And then the comment under that was, you're not a real person. And then I'm like, oh, you looked them up.
Yeah, you looked them up. You thought, it's like, why does Barbara Goldstein want to be my friend? You know, like, and then Barbara Goldstein looks great. Hot. Holy shit.
Okay, guys. So listen. This is an interesting podcast sponsor. It's YoKratom.com. So there's no like call to action. There's no promo codes. I'm just going to tell you about Kratom. It is interesting. And YoKratom.com is the home of the $60 kilo. If you don't do Kratom, then don't worry about it. This doesn't fucking affect you in any way. It's drugs. I mean, it's Kratom. It's just a weird one. I feel like this one's going to be illegal as soon as the government finds out about it, but they haven't. Remember the early days of Salvia, and the government didn't know, so people were just buying it at fucking weirdo like sex shop bookstores, Circus of Books on Hollywood Boulevard or Santa Monica, and you get it. Be like, why isn't this illegal? Like, cause senators don't fucking know about it. I feel like Kratom will be the same way. I mean, it got me once so fucking high I couldn't even go on stage. So if you're looking for Kratom and you want quality Kratom at quality prices, go to YoKratom. Look no further. That's what they always say in ad reads. Look no further than YoKratom.com. YoKratom.com. Their stuff is great. If you're into Kratom, just go get it. Home of the $60 kilo. So how much? $60. And for what? A full kilo. If you're into Kratom, get your newest sponsor, YoKratom.com, $60 a kilo. If you're not a fan of Kratom, you know, just fucking masturbate during the rest of this because it's almost done. Dude, Tom Segura does exactly second ad reads. I have trouble with that. But anyway, last time, YoKratom.com. That's YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. And now let's get back to the episode. I love the J-Date poster because it had to register as Jewish. You couldn't just get like, who's the Princess Leia? The new Princess Leia? Not the new one, but the one from 2001. She was from Closer, the movie Closer.
Oh, I mean,
half Jewish, mostly Jewish.
Oh, she wasn't Princess Leia, but it was Natalie Portman.
Yeah. So she's Jewish. You can't have her on the cover because people are like, is she even Jewish? Technically, so you need someone to look with the nose of the curly hair, but be attractive at that. Gal Gadot wouldn't work. She doesn't look Jewish.
You need girl in your Hebrew school class that you're like, I think she's hot.
Yeah.
Well, now there's new Jewish app coming out.
What's the new Jewish app?
I think it's an interesting thing they're trying to do. So there was J-Date.
They should call it Interest. So it's for Jews who are upwardly mobile financially, and
you're not wrong.
Okay.
It's called Locks Club, and they're trying to do a thing where they're basically making it Raya for Jews.
Interesting.
But Raya, here's the thing. So they basically like review you by their panel is what they're saying. They have like this group of people that will look at your profile and accept you or not accept you. And I think morally, this is very icky. I'm like, what's
a peer group?
It's a group of people, whatever they're reviewers.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me just make sure I got this. So it's not like you're coming in and then trying to date somebody and me and my friends are like, it's a separate
group.
That's
actually a good idea. That's an app women would probably want. Like they want safety.
It was an MTV show where the moms would be like,
so I.
Okay. So.
So Locks Club is basically saying we will make sure we only have
the best
Jews.
Good, financially, good looking.
Well, that's the thing. It's Raya can hide under the idea of you need a following. Raya is the famous Tinder. So Raya can say,
and you have to be invited.
You have to like get recommended, right. and you have to apply, and then they review you. And Raya can hide under the guise
Did you get on Raya?
I'm on Raya.
Wow. I mean, in the beginning, it was high level people. No offense.
No, totally. Yeah. And listen, I see people on there, they're like, you know,
you're just cute.
I'm just some guy. But like, I remember, the guy who introduced me to Raya was Gad Elmaleh.
Oh, really?
And Gad is like a huge superstar. Influence. And he goes, you should be on Raya. And I go, dude, I'm not
I don't have a celebrity. I don't have multiple countries.
He goes, no, I'll suggest you. Didn't get in. All of a sudden, I got in. And then I got into a relationship. Didn't really get to like play on there.
Oh.
And then now I'm single. And now I pulled it up and my membership was still good. So I get let in. So Raya, but at least Raya can go, you need a blue check mark. Like
everyone's a blue check mark.
Bay-ish. But you just like you said, they're letting a lot of more people in now, but at least they have.
But I mean, like, just your existence there is a blue check mark.
Yes.
Like, we've looked into you a little bit. You're not just some asshole.
Totally true. And they have protections on the app where you can't screenshot. Like, there was that thing with, like, Ben Affleck?
No, what?
Chandler from Friends met a girl on Raya, and then she, like, videotaped him on a, like, call. You can look it up. It was a story for a minute. And, like, she tried to be like, look at this creep. And it's like, everyone's like, well,
why are you on there? What do you mean? Why he's trying to fuck you on a fucking app.
Yeah, it was kind of like a little dirty.
Dude, chicks suck.
So now they're doing Locks Club, which it's funny because they're like sitting there hinting at, we only want rich Jews.
Yeah.
But they can't really say that.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah, they can't say that.
They can't say that because, like, morally is just icky. And I go, I understand. And they approached me. I met this person who, like, was, like, worked for them. And she's like, no, we just want, like, a higher end Jew. And I go, you don't have to bullshit me. I go, I understand what you guys are doing. I understand that women and men do want to marry someone who went to summer camp, someone who was from Five Towns, Long Island, Westchester, Scarsdale, Boca, Palm Beach. People want to date those people without having to say that.
Yeah.
And I was like, you guys, your marketing problem is you can't say, you need to poke fun at that.
This was at commercial auditions in LA. They'd be like, oh, we need a little more West Hollywood. And you're like, you mean old Russian? I'm like, nah, no. Like, you mean gay. Just say gay. You can't say that. That's
the thing. They can't say it. It's like, we're looking for rich Jews from rich Jews.
Wow.
You know, like, and it's interesting to me because,
I like the board. I like the idea of the board. If you're smart enough, as I assume Jews would be, to be like, well, what do we need? Let's really think it out. What types of people do we need in here? Let's look for someone's humor. So we'll get a humor expert. We'll look for looks. We'll get some, obviously, 7 out of 10 will be money.
I agree with that. Like, I think, like, there needs to be, people need to reassess how these apps work. I mean, as far as like someone's I have ideas for how I could like change the app game, but but this idea, when I heard this, I was like, don't lie to me. Like, right. I know what you're doing.
My job is to see through shit.
Yes. And I'm looking right through you.
and dating in particular.
And they're going, we're just dating in particular. Yeah. And they're like, we're just looking for like good Jews. I'm like, what the fuck is this? That sounds even worse. You know, like,
yeah, yeah. I mean, it also sounds a lot like Hitler.
But the opposite. Guys are like, yeah. Like, what are you doing?
We're just trying to pick out the best genetics and breed those.
Well, it is kind of crazy. And they're like throwing parties at Fashion Week and stuff. And I got like invited to one. I was like, I'm not coming. But I was like, if you guys want me to like, you know, like talk about this on the podcast, I was like, you guys can pay for an ad or whatever. And I'm like, but I'm gonna talk about what this app is really,
yeah.
Like, and I, you know, for some people they don't want that, and that's okay.
That's the thing. It's like you want to go for your base, whatever, your customer base. And you're like, not what would you say you want, but what do you actually want? Because let's assume most Jews do well. It's just one of our things. Jews who do well, now what do I want?
Well, that's the thing. You know, I think what they're saying is like, I want to meet people like me.
Right.
And that's okay. And I think that's like a lot of dating, you know, it can go down an icky path because the more you explain it, a lot of parents look alike. you know, look at some gay couples, it's like they're like twins.
They become themselves.
Yeah, yeah. And
you want to hang out with who you are.
And it's like, it's a little weird when you think about it. Like, my parents look like brother and sister, and it's like, but they're my parents, you know, so. It is interesting and icky at the same time of like, what, you know, dating is like making money, you know, like it's all like,
yeah,
people
it's icky
decisions, you know?
Yeah. And it's also like, you know, what you like, you say you're looking for is not what you're actually looking for. Like, I'm sure, I remember Whitney once telling me about some friends who were like always saying, I want a girlfriend. Then hearing stories about how they're like fucking random other people on coke while some chick they like is in another room, and she's like, I'm sick of hearing them say they want a girlfriend.
Totally.
That's all they do is go the opposite way.
Totally. And it's like, and the minute, well, if they explain what they really wanted, I want to be able to fuck around while someone cuddles me on a Sunday morning when I'm hungover from coke.
Fuck around.
Well, I want to be able to go out on a Saturday night and fuck and meet new people. Uh-huh. And I want someone who will cuddle me on Sunday after I'm coming down off the coke.
Yeah,
that's what Whitney's friends would say.
If they can be honest, and just let me just read your brain and get it for you.
Just let me get you. And that's why now there's like this whole thing of like, open relationships, and you hear about like these kind of deals people are making, and then now
they're being honest,
and they end up in this like very uber progressive world, and then that progressive world gets a little offended if you ever like say like, well, I don't think that's gonna work, because it wouldn't work for a lot of people, like, yeah, you know, but it might work for you. I used to be in relationships,
and it was like that same thing of like yeah, that would never work. It's like, nah, for you. But also like, well, has it ever worked out? I'm like, show me. You've broken up 17 times. What are you talking about?
Everything works.
Yeah.
You know, like that doesn't work. You know, like, it's like, you know, I have people that write to me, how do I meet someone? I'm like, and I go, well, they go, the apps suck. And I go, okay, fine. If that's your opinion, the apps suck. And then I go, why don't you do this? I gave this a great idea. I had a great idea for meeting people. I was like, you should have a friend luck, like a potluck, but a friend luck. So instead of bringing food, everyone brings a friend.
A single friend.
They can be married. They can be single. They can be anything. Okay. I believe meeting new people creates new relationships. Like, I really do believe that. And I think fun people want to set up other fun people. So it's like, and what miserable people don't want to admit to is that they're miserable. They want to blame that's dating and 2021 and men and women, and they want to blame everything but themselves. And it's like, how about, and because I go, hey, have a friend luck.
A couple. Friend luck, interesting.
So like, we'll all go to a party. Someone has a party at their house, all the booze, you know, bunch of food.
Bring one person that's cool.
Bring one cool person. And then at one point in the friend luck, everyone gets to introduce their friend in a roast, fun style way.
Yeah, some game.
Some game.
Yeah.
So we're all going to like read a speech about the friend we brought. Okay. Like it's show and tell. And I remember the response was like, I don't have any friends.
It's like, fuck off. Well, guess what? No, you then shut up.
I can't help you. Yeah, I'm giving ideas here. Yeah. Like, I know this sounds hokey. I know this sounds like, but like every dating advice gets, you know, anyone.
Well, that one went for me. It's like, well, how about try it?
How about, yeah.
Ugh, it's always all like, my friends why this won't work.
All my friends are married. They never go out. I go, okay.
So why are you still friends with them?
Well, yeah. Do you ever hang out with them? And it's also like, your friend from college, her husband has 20 dude friends.
Yeah.
Like,
and you know, one of them is like that guy. I always like when John comes over. He's always funny. Well, like, yes. Yeah, so
but that's
John.
But that's a thing where you go, how fun are you are on audition? And I know no one wants to think of their relationships like this. And that's not how, no one's really thinking of it this way. But like, when you want to set up a friend, you want to set up someone that makes you look good. So it's like, when you hang out with a couple, are you sitting there being like upset about dating all the time? Or are you like being fun? Or are you saying the whole time, hey, who are your friends? Who are your friends? Who are your friends? No one wants to be asked about their friends. Go have fun with your friends. That produces, and that's like what the friend luck. Go have fun at this party. You're not there to meet people.
So you got like a base of 7 or 8 people, and then everyone brings another.
Yeah. And then like 10, from that, I'm not saying everyone's going to have an enjoyable experience. I'm not saying everyone's going to make a friend.
But you're gearing it towards cool people.
Yes.
Like, man, there were a lot of cool people there tonight.
And you're like-minded. If you're a friend of mine and they're a friend of mine, you two probably have something in common.
Right. There's that too. I went traveling once, and I was like very worried about like who I'd meet and stuff. Mm. I mean like... for a while, you know, I'm like, I'm going to be lonely. And this chick I was dating before I left, she was like, well, you got to know, like, if you, let's just go on like an elephant safari or something.
Mm.
You're only going with other people who are traveling and who want to go on an elephant safari. You already have, if you're going scuba diving, you're going with other people interested in scuba diving. Like, you totally already have something in common. It's not the subway.
It's why meeting people in college seems so much easier than New York City.
Oh my God, yeah, it did.
Because you know the same streets.
We're all in the same school.
We all have the same school, teachers, what's your major? You have an opening question. Here, if you go up to someone in the street, what's your major? Get the fuck out of my way.
Like, what's your major? You know, like, what was your major? Can I ask you what your major was? Yeah. Oh, dude, now I want to do that. Now I want to go up to people like, what was your major? Tell me about it.
Yeah. Well, there's a kid on TikTok that's like, he goes up to nice cars and he goes, what do?
To get this car?
Yeah. How'd you get this car?
Yeah.
And the kids become like wildly famous. If you ask people like what their major is and like what that turned into as a job, I'm sure that's like a TikTok right away.
That's hilarious.
But it is true at college. Like, why did I make all my friends? Well, they gave you a dorm floor where everyone there was desperate.
Yeah.
You know, it's like everyone on that floor.
Oh, you're also reinventing yourself?
Yeah.
At 18? Oh, you're also starting afresh? Oh, wow. That's what a coincidence.
We have to start with meeting people at the premise of it is hard.
Okay. So let me, it is hard. Right.
Like, we have to start at that.
You ever give somebody advice? Or you get this all the time. Mm. You're an ear. you know? So you get this a lot where people like tell you like, and you like to listen, I think.
Sure.
Right? So J-Train is a lot of that.
People write in with their problems. We give them advice.
So at some point you're like, well, have you tried this? And then you always get these people who go, oh, I don't know, it won't work. Or they keep coming to you advice and you keep telling them the same thing.
I know.
You got to stop talking to that guy. Hey, you got to stop talking. Hey, you went like 3 months without sex and you call that guy again.
Yeah.
And that's when you were about to get some new guy. I keep telling you. And at some point you just get so frustrated. You're like, fuck off. You're
I know.
You're not really asking for advice.
It gets annoying. I get it on DM a lot because, so I like, we do the podcast and then like, I have like now Patreon, like I have people that like pay for advice.
Yeah.
Cause I'm like, oh, it was getting so much that I was like, listen, I want to give you a thoughtful answer, but DM, like I heart everybody and I give something to like most people that like write something nice to me. But I would get like these questions and what I would do is I'd be like, hey, I do personal advice here and I give the link, but I answer them because I'm like,
answer them for real?
For real.
Okay.
I'm not fucking with people when I answer them. Like I really truly, and you can tell when people write in, they're like kind of joking because they don't want to like, they're being vulnerable. It's like hard, but I'm just sitting there being like, I'll give you the, like what I really think. And sometimes I'll go, they'll be like, they'll give their question and I'll give my advice and I'll go, here's the link and here's my advice. And then they'll go, but he texted the other day. And I go, I have given my perspective.
Yeah.
That is it. And then they'll come back. But what about
they
if,
also
and
want,
I'm like,
they want the answer to be a certain thing.
Well, they want, not, the, then they're like, here's what they want. They want the answer that protects their emotional state the most.
Yeah.
So everyone does, what we do is we go in with armor. You're going to do what gets you the least aggressive no. So it's like, instead of texting someone, hey, like the talk, the relationship talk. The relationship talk is bullshit. I've been talking about it for years.
Why?
Because no one answers, what are we? And you go, well, we're having fun and we're hanging out and I really like you. Guys are going to say they really like you. The problem is,
no one's going to be like, you're some chick I fuck. I will have a relationship. It won't be with you when it comes time.
Very few people.
I just
people.
Don't see you that way, but I do like fucking you. I like how you leave right after we have sex.
Nobody's going to say that.
Yeah, no one's going to say that.
Like for men, and what drives a lot of women that write into the podcast very crazy is that like for men exists on a spectrum.
Like, oh yeah.
So
yeah.
Like, I like you to fuck. Like what you're saying is like a guy, I like fucking you. Yeah. I like that. I'm having a good time.
It's enjoyable that you like will like light up that joint. And I'm like, okay, let's light up that joint. She's pretty laid back. I like her.
And we get along on a personal level. See and ya. You make me feel safe. And I enjoy, you're gorgeous. And you can say all these things. And then they're like, well, so relationship. And you go, oh, no,
what are you even talking about?
I have a really different idea of what a family would look like. And yeah, you look like an asshole. So what are we? You're always going to be nice enough.
Yeah.
So I've been presenting this new idea called the reveal. So it's like if you're invested in someone, you say, hey, Ari, I love hanging out with you. I'm starting to like you. This is starting to mean more to me. I just want to let you know. I'm like going to stop with all the dating apps and I'm going to really concentrate on us. When you say that, you, Ari, are posed with knowing where someone stands.
Oh, yeah.
So you're in a really uncomfortable spot if you don't stand in the same place as them.
Because you're like, well, I also like fucking you, but I do kind of think like in a year where we're going to be serious. You can't even say that.
You're actively lying to the person now. And no one likes to lie to someone. Most people.
Yeah.
So what you're doing is you're like, you're basically like, you're smoking them out is what you're doing. But you're basically being like, okay, here's where I am. Within a week, you're going to come to that person and be like, I got to end this. If you're not where they are.
Right. Because you're like, but you said you were. I'm like, I know, because you caught me off guard.
Yeah.
And now I've had a week to think about
it. Or you didn't even say anything. Because you told me how you felt and I didn't feel the same way. I'm below that. Now I feel bad.
But at least it's honest and you're like, hey, you've really laid it out there.
Yeah.
So I can't really plausibly deny where this is going. And it's like, all right. Yeah,
you
want kids. I that's it. Remember, so you know Orthodox Jews, like real Hasidic Jews or borderline Orthodox, where they used to go on shidduch dates. Set up dates. And so the very first thing, they used to go to public spaces. This is the old days, like airports when you could still go.
Okay.
9/11, when I grew up. And you go to a public place and you just hash out the major deals. Do you want to go to Israel or do you want to stay in America?
Okay.
That's a deal breaker if it's not lined up.
Interesting.
How many kids do you want? Four or more or two or less? That's a deal breaker. And if it's like, oh, I want like six kids, I'm like, let me drive you home. why even get to know each other?
See, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that, and that's kind of, that's back to the reveal.
It's not very romantic.
It's well, that's the problem. The reveal is going to get you an answer. People don't want answers.
Yeah.
You know, people want to live in plausible deniability, and maybe they'll figure it out. And, you know, Ari's busy, and, you know, he's not ready now, but he said he likes me, so he might be ready later. And it's like, no, the
you
reveal.
Said you really care about me. Like, we were on Molly. I mean, I did at that moment.
Well, the other, he carried my bags. It's like, yeah, I'm not a monster. You know, like that gets sent in a lot too. Where like,
he carried my bags. He's like,
well, I've had people.
You had three bags. I have one.
I'm going to carry them for you. Like, what the fuck? What do you think's wrong with me? You think I didn't have, like, there is this element where people write in and they're like, they think men were raised by wolves. Like especially like one night stands. They'll be like, we had a one night stand. The one thing that always is funny to me, I met this guy at a bar. We hooked up. We had a one night. We slept over. I thought it was going to be nothing. And then he cuddled me. And I'm like, yeah, guys are emotional fucking.
Yeah. Or they're like, I don't know, I want some warm butt.
I think you're hot and I want to cuddle you. Like,
what was he gonna? And also, like, what have you had until now? You've had guys as soon as they're out just push you.
Yeah.
Like a dog like stretching his leg and push. Like, yeah, like
it's
they had a chick at the Comedy Store and she really fell in love with this dude, Jim, mm-hmm. like our friend. And I was like, what did you like about him? She goes, he looked me in the eye. When it was the first guy to look me in the eye. I'm like, have you never had a guy look at you during sex? And I don't think she had.
I know. It's and again, that's not from her being a bad person. That's from you're afraid of hearing the answer. Like, you don't, no one likes, and male, female, no one likes to hear, nah.
Yeah.
You know, like, and it hurts. And so we all kind of like, we look for advice that gets us
what we want
to hear. Like, there's a saying that's like, if he wanted to, he would.
Yeah.
And they go,
he's just not that into you. It all comes from that. Like, he'd call you.
But I think it's a very powerless position you've put yourself into. If he wanted to, he would. Why don't you text him and be like, hey, I want this.
Yeah.
Like, if you want something, you should say it. Like, I but if you want to do, you would, gets people, they just end up running away from hearing.
Because also, like, well, if a guy's nervous, like, oh, I don't want to reach out too fast. Because it's also that where both of you are on the same page, but you're both, like, too afraid to say it.
It can happen. It can go all over. But it's like, but who cares about him and his feelings?
Yeah, just be like, hey, that was really good. Do you want to hang out again?
Yeah,
and
this
if they
Tuesday,
doesn't
I'm
text
free.
You back, you're like, yeah, my answer.
Now I know.
Yeah.
You know, you got your answer. But I'm sorry, I interrupted.
I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, so a lot of times what girls do, and I think guys too, but I just don't focus on guys.
Yeah.
Is they'll leave out details so they can get the advice they want.
Oh, that, I mean, everyone does that. Yeah. I mean, that's why we actually on You Up, we like every Sunday, we do an episode where we read people's texts. So we say send in screenshots called a deal reveal. And if I have the screenshots tell you the story.
Yeah.
I get their story, then I get the screenshots, and then my co-host and I, we just like, we go over it. And usually the answer's in the screenshots where you go, especially from someone who leaves out details, because you go, I mean, it's all here. You know, I see how you're talking to each other. You're stronger with me over the email than you are with this person over the text.
Right. Interesting. So because you're scared of him?
They're scared of hearing no. They're scared of having their ego blown. And that's everyone. You know?
Getting a no is like, I don't think anyone's like, they always say fear of success. Like, no, it's fear of failure. But if you don't go all the way, then you haven't failed.
Yeah.
You know, it's just fear of fail. Fear of getting rejected.
Fear of rejection.
Not fear of it working out. Shut up.
Yeah, no.
get out of here.
Yeah, I'll be okay. If it works out and I'm a millionaire, I think I'll be okay. I think I'll make it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they need that would be what how would they do a dating app now? Like, how would you design one?
I have an idea. I think I would design it where you swipe answers to questions, not faces.
Okay, so yeah, I think that's politically how we should do it. Instead
of
going
that's interesting.
For this, it goes, what are your stances? I'm like, I'm strongly for abortion, not even a right to choose, for abortion. I believe in Israel. I think cops need to pull it back, but not so far.
Sure.
You know, whatever you are. I go, cool, here's your candidate.
Yeah. I think that would help out the country a lot.
Yeah, like, otherwise you're voting for like, this one's a chick.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What does that have to do with how she's going to run shit?
I'd like to have a beer with him.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they
see all these ads out here. They always show the picture. I'm like, why is the picture even on here? Give me your name and your stance.
It would surprise a lot of like rich people from the Northeast how that love Fox News, how much they love, they're like for a candidate they never would have thought of. It actually would work because
I'm Democrat for everything except Israel. Like, oh, we got a guy for you.
Yeah,
he's like Democrat everything. Israel is Republican. Yeah. Like, sweet, that's who I want.
It is interesting. Like, it is because if you ask someone, they're like, I just don't like taxes.
It really gets in my craw.
The taxes is the one where you go, okay, so how much?
What percentage
of you? Well, you go, how much does this candidate save you versus this one costing you? And we do that with everything except our political candidates. Mm-hmm. So, and then they go, I don't know. You know, like, what's the dollar amount? Like I need to know the dollar. You know, it's like when your parents would be like, or not parents, but like when they're like, put the windows up, we're putting the AC on. And it's like, how much money are we wasting?
Yeah, it's the worst money. How much?
Can I get the number?
Yeah, what if I run my AC, which I used to do in the summer, all day in New York? Because I don't want to come home and wait an hour for this tiny unit to heat up, to cool up my apartment. Yeah, what am I with? $5 a day?
I'll do it. Yeah, like, can you imagine being a little kid in the back seat, being like, throwing a $5? Like, here's my tooth fairy money. Keep the windows down, you bitch. Yeah. Like, we never got answers. Like, I want
exact
hard exact
Let
answers.
Me analyze
I want the
it.
Statistics. I want the numbers. I like it was really frustrating when during the pandemic, you know, like you have the lefty lefters are like, believe in science, wear the mask.
Yeah.
And then we get the vaccine that works at 99.8%. And then they're like, well, we got to like, you know, still now that we're vaccinated, they're like, what happened to believe in science? Yeah. Like, it's like, I'm here for the numbers game.
There was a weird thing where I think the Atlantic had an article about it, how some of the liberals were like addicted to the mask because they chose it as their sign of who they were.
Totally.
And so then when they're like, and you're almost like, I get it. You thought the mask would stop the spread. Now we got this thing that stopped 99%, whatever. We're better at treating it.
Out of
the
hospital.
So now it's like, no, the mask is my thing. It's like, I know, but.
I just saw someone, there's a guy.
If we take it off, the Republicans won.
I saw someone on Instagram just as on my way here. He was like, what annoys you the most? And it was someone wrote in the mask under someone's nose. I was like, you're still there.
Wow.
Like, you're
like getting angry at them doing that?
Yeah, like all right. I mean, the person who's still wearing it under their nose, you're just trying to beat up on someone you didn't like before. It's been a year. They didn't learn.
I know.
They didn't want to learn. It's okay.
Yeah.
Like, you're mad about it's that. So, like,
they're driving in their car with their mask. Like, dude, your day's ruined.
Yeah.
They're just driving. They just forgot to take it off. Calm down.
What season of The Office are you on? Yeah. You're not even on Jim and Pam. Like,
like, you ever see people do hacky responses on like comments? And it's like internet hack. So it'll be like, in the old days, it used to be anger much. Or like that, you know, and then everyone did it. But I'm like, you're not being creative.
No,
you're stealing that from somebody.
Yeah.
Or they're living rent-free in your head.
It's all these things.
Snowflake, Edgelord. It's all, none of you made up these fun sayings.
Well, it's the thing that's most annoying and depressing about TikTok. It's acceptable hack.
Right.
TikTok, the whole thing, they call it trends. I'm jumping on this trend.
Oh my God, you're right.
You are just
unoriginal,
imitating something you saw work before, but where you're seeing if yours can pop off too, because it's you.
Yeah. Oh, I'm doing it in this moment.
Yeah. And it's the
You are the weakest link, goodbye. And you're like, shut up. At least I took a while to go around with the internet.
You know, like they're the
hilarious.
And that's not to say Waz up couldn't be brought up, but like it got brought up right now in a context that was entertaining.
If you're far enough removed from it, and in fact I'm definitely gonna try to bring back Waz up now that I think about it. But if you're far enough removed, it's funny again. Matt Fulcheron used to do, was it him? I think it was him. Used to do like jokes about movies that were so old. Like, he did a Karate Kid bit in like 2007.
Okay.
And you're like, what?
We're still
like,
here.
Yeah, like you could do it the first month it's out, and then like and then 6 months later, you're like, all right, dude, enough. Everyone's seen it. And then like 28 years later, you're like, you can do it again.
If it's a classic.
Yeah.
You can do it if it's a classic. It has to be memorable enough to have made it through that era. Yeah, it's the depressing part about TikTok is like, at least with Instagram, it was like, I've kind of compared like Twitter, like they're miserable writers.
Yeah.
Like writers are miserable. That's Twitter. Instagram is models. Not a lot going on. Just looks. And
wait, Twitter's what?
Writers. That's a writer.
Okay.
Like, you ever meet a writer like, and they're just miserable. Like, and they, cause the writers can't really like, especially like bloggers, like they're all just like very like a little way more cynical.
They have to be. They can't just be like, that was nice.
There's no rating system to compete, but they're competing, you know, like, so it's, but then Instagram's the Instagram models. Is like the models. TikTok's like the child stars.
Facebook is families.
Facebook families. TikTok child stars. You can see they're kind of breaking down now. Like a lot of them are getting like getting a little wild on there. They're getting like you see the teary face to camera videos that they're doing. It's getting, but the TikTok people, it's like they got it so quick, and then you have to post three times a day.
Why? To keep in their algorithm?
That's the people that have gotten big. They're just like, I put up three times a day.
The problem with that shit is, I get it. From the app's point of view, we're going to incentivize you to stay on there. The same way Uber drivers, like if you drive enough, you get like a bonus. You get 10% instead of 2% or whatever for that next hour. The problem is it won't allow a Quentin Tarantino. Like, I'm just going to put out a great thing every 4 years.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's like incentivizing you, like, just go.
Put out
like,
garbage.
Hold on. I talked to a writer friend of mine who works at a major newspaper. And I'm like, does anyone do any like embedded like Joan Didion, like live with a group for 6 months to get a good story? She's like, nah, it's $300. Come on, hurry up.
$300. And that's TikTok has an element of that. And also I call it social media socialism. Everyone gets a chance. You could have zero followers and you can have a video that pops off, get a million hits. So you can become addicted to it. So that what a lot of people end up doing is like they do one note. Like if I did Board
Lord. This works, keep going.
If I did Board Lord on TikTok three times a day,
you would do that to your gray haired
legit. Like I'd be at a million I really do believe I'd be at a million followers. I'd be the board lord. And you know, there are people that like they just and it's like, I don't want to do that. What's my goal? Is my goal to go on stage and point at charcuteries?
What's your fucking goal? That's why I hate comedians. You didn't get into this, do some dumb fucking sitcom Instagram star. Weren't you trying to make good jokes? What the fuck are you doing?
What do we start? Well, listen, goals can change.
Goals can change, but they didn't. They were like, this got success, so now that's what I want to do.
Well,
shut up.
And it's like, are you working at stand-up while doing the other thing? So that's like, for me, like I've always like, I've done internet shit forever.
Yeah.
And podcasts.
Also, you
and
like
stuff,
doing internet stuff.
But I love doing it. Yeah. I love doing stuff on Instagram. Everything I like doing, but I'm like, I still go out at night every night.
Yeah.
You know, like.
You get down.
You got to do it. And it's like, that's the most frustrating one of them all. Like, it's easy. I put up a tweet on Instagram. I'm like, again, dopamine shot. Feels good. I got what I needed out of this. Maybe it's a joke for on stage. I'll try it once or twice. We'll see.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's.
What? So finish telling me about your app. What are you going to do?
You swipe questions.
Questions. So that's how, not Plenty of Fish. That's how one of them does it. What's the major one? Dating.
Match.
Match.com.
Do they
just answer a billion questions, and it gets more and more and more and more specific until it matches you with somebody.
Okay, I think if you swipe,
do you like gray shirts or white shirts? Do you like gray shirts or cream shirts? Do you like cream shirts or gray shirts? Do you like shirts or button downs? Do you like and you're like, I've answered this question already. Like, hey, we're getting you exact. But go ahead.
I like that, but I like swipe. I think ickier questions, and okay. I've said icky 7,000 times on this podcast.
Well, you're seven.
I'm
so
just
okay.
Well, I like the word because it's an admission that like dating is not, you know, get the guy and not very, you know, sometimes it's a little, there's other things at play that like a lot of dating people that talk about dating don't talk about because they're afraid it is a scary topic because it can go down the mountain of like really bad stuff for people. And I understand that, but it's like, if you went on a dating app and you said, like, if the question was like, could I meet someone on a first date and then have sex? And you say yes. Like, and like you swipe someone and they're like, that's a no across the board. Maybe you run out of, maybe there's no women. Maybe you get no matches. Maybe your answer would change. Maybe you'd realize that like, or you'd get matched with someone who like legit would say that could happen.
Yeah.
You know, like that could happen in the scheme of things. That could happen.
Maybe. Okay.
You can change these things as you go, but you answer these questions and then you get to their face and that's the last one. And then you'd, so it's a series of swipes. And you have to get over 80% to be a match.
Otherwise, you're like, you're just not compatible.
Like, yeah. So like one of them is like, I want to hook up on a first date. I could.
Some of them, I remember the match.com questions. Some of them were like, I don't really care. Like, do you like, I don't know, the Watchmen better or a mouse? Like,
it's like
neither
stupid.
One.
No.
I guess this, but don't read them too much because I don't care. So yeah, you ask enough questions.
You ask 80%. Like, ask 10 questions, get over 80%. Then you get, and then you get access to the pictures. Then you get to swipe. So you add more layers. Then you go on the date. The app gets turned on 15 minutes.
What do you mean?
The first date's 15 minutes.
Oh.
And the timer's on the app.
So you have to
when you meet,
ya?
You both have to check in on the
That's
app.
That's retarded.
No.
There's no way. Who's going to be like, see ya. I guess we're done. Go ahead.
The app rings. You both pick it up. Will you extend another 15 minutes? You both get your own chance. I'm just saying.
Okay, but so okay. So let's tweak.
Okay, we can tweak it.
Okay, because if you're like another 15 minutes, and you're looking at you, I'm looking at you. You're looking at me. And I'm like, I want him to stay, but I also don't want to be embarrassed if he's going to say no. Then I want to say no too.
It's uncomfortable, but do you want to be on bad days?
Yeah. How about this? Okay, walk away from each other. You need to go a block away.
Fine.
Then choose yes or no. If
Fine.
It's yes, come back. And they'll
tell you. No, it will tell you on the app.
So you both said yes, go back. But okay, so that way you don't have to do it in front of
fine.
Them.
Fine. If the app says now you're, now you know, the buzzer
goes. Take your leave.
Everyone, the app won't let you answer until you're 50 feet away.
Yeah.
Okay, now we write to edit. Yeah. So now, because then you're far enough away that you can just go, I guess I'm going. I'm going. Cap.
Yeah. She's like, oh,
I
no,
said yes. They said no. Okay, I got the rest of my day. First dates are only coffee.
Only coffee allowable. Yeah. Don't get booze involved.
No booze. Get rid of it. Coffee. We're doing coffee, water, soda, walk, no, whatever it is.
Okay.
And it's like, we have to make concessions.
That is not how it used to be. It can't, it just, it's ridiculous to be like, this is how it always was. It's different now.
It's different.
Yeah.
It's different. And also, and I hear from women more.
Yeah.
They are fed up with the apps. They're, you know, in the beginning, and I
the
am
the beginning
too-
was great, just like every, just like Instagram and all these things. Great idea.
Yes.
Let me show you, me and my friends are out. And then it's like, ah, now there's evil.
Yeah, there's evil. And again, it was created by nerds
autistic
with
people
no who, social
no
ability.
No social skills. We're like, wouldn't it be great if we never had to meet in person?
Yeah.
And you're like, no, autistic.
No, I want to fuck.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if you had no chance of ever finding out that life, that someone doesn't want to fuck you?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, what do you learn from that? So like a lot of men have never learned from it because they're like, now it's like men with social abilities using these apps, doing
game changers,
legit
those guys,
a superpower.
Those guys fuck
and,
like 5 days a week.
And they're going, hey, meet up, I'm out. And it's like, hey, oh, you, we match? I'm out actually at this bar right now. Let's go hang out. And these girls have already seen these moves and they're going, I'm fucking tired of it.
Yeah.
And
they want something real, but they don't know how to get it. You know, it's like you feel you're losing your life to your phone. Doesn't mean you can just put down your phone. It's still an addiction.
Listen, and there's an addiction. Like, I think they're getting better at it, but I think they're fed up.
Yeah,
like, when I talk about dating apps, like, you can see they're like, and I'm fed up. Like, I used to be like, the apps, the longer you're on them, the less open you are. That's why, like, the friend luck thing, I understand why people are miserable. Like, when you first get on the app, you're like, okay, I date someone that lives in Long Island.
Yeah. And then it's like, nah.
You're like, you're not 7 feet away from me.
Your ear's weird.
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
What
and
happened
it's like
to
the
me?
Standards get so high because
so
you're
high.
Coming across so many people.
And you've already been through it. You've done
Mike Lawrence
six
said this.
Months
remember the, Lowe's? Was it Lowe's or was it something else with the movie app where you could just, not movie app, you could go see any movie.
Oh, yeah, they
for
had
a month.
The.
It's like $50 a month and you can see all the movies you want. And he was like, the cool thing, and Mike Lawrence is a movie nerd.
Yeah,
he loves
it.
The cool thing
it.
Is when you see so many movies, none of them matter.
Mm.
So it's like, before you see one movie a week, you're like, this better be good. If it wasn't, you like feel betrayed. If you're seeing 5 movies a week, you're like, oh, that's some good scenes.
Yeah.
You know? And so now when you're seeing all these options, you're like, I can pick and choose which one I want to do instead of like, I'm only coming across 4 people in my week.
Sure.
So that girl's one of the cutest I've seen.
You change how you are.
Yeah.
And you change your whole, like, again, like if some people, I had an email that came in the podcast and it was a woman that wrote in.
J Train Podcast.
Yeah. She wrote in. That she felt deceived by a guy because she met a guy on a dating app.
Yeah.
And she's like, then she finds out they're having this long conversation. Then she finds out he has a kid and she goes, when is it appropriate to reveal that you have a kid? But so
can I add to that? Kid, herpes, open relationship. When is the right time?
Yeah. Again, all hard things.
Yeah.
Everyone's holding luggage. How do you
can't right away, like, hi, nice to meet you, I have a child. Like, ugh, why are you even saying it like
on
that?
She was mad because on the app, there's a thing to say, I have kids.
Oh, that's good.
So you have to say it. But it was interesting because she's talking with a guy and he says it before, they've never met before. So they're having a nice conversation. And he goes, hey, sorry, I was away on I didn't get back to you sooner. I have my kids on Saturdays. I don't have full custody, but, you know, she's 4 and I love her and whatever. And then he moves on to the other conversation.
And she's just like,
and she goes, she stops the conversation. It's on my Instagram right now. She goes, I'm sorry, you said you had a kid. I had no idea. And she's pleasant about it. She's not mean. And he goes, yeah, and he gives the full story. He goes, in my state, custody, it's really hard to get custody as a man. I have it like this many times a month. He gives the full breakdown. So it's out there. Like, he's being honest. And she's like, listen, I got down the road, and you can tell, like, if someone's been on a dating app a lot or a long time, they go, fuck, I found a guy that, like, I'm having a good conversation with finally. And then this reveal of, like, a deal breaker for me. I feel, like, annoyed. And I understand why she's annoyed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then she goes, and he says, I took it off. I think, I'm trying to remember, but he says, I took it off of my profile, and because I didn't think people were even seeing it. And it's like, that's not true.
That's not true. Then why did you take it off? If no one's saying it, why would you even deal with it?
Exactly. So I said,
nobody sweeps under their bed because, like, I didn't think anyone was seeing it, so I may as well just get all that dust out of there. No.
So you're right. Just like you said, we're here to see through shit. And yeah. I go, what he's doing, he wasn't getting as many matches. He goes, let me tinker with the car. Let me spruce up the engine. He goes, what if I just mention, in his mind, the way he's rationalized it, he goes, I won't go on a date before I mention this, because he's subtly
he's doing that over texting or when in person.
It was over texting before they had met. Then so, great. But that's the thing. He's still okay. Like, yeah. I think, like, morally, he's still okay.
You didn't even waste a day.
You didn't waste a day. But to her, talking to someone that you had interest in not being is like, do you see the gray area of this thing?
Gray area, but also, like, get over yourself, lady. Fine.
But also, he's so addicted to dopamine from the app. He goes, I'm not getting enough matches. Back to what you're saying, where it's like, I'm not getting enough matches. What can I do to get more?
To get more matches.
And it's like, we're, as guys, we go, especially because we're ego-filled men. So we go, well, she'll like me so much that she won't care about the kid.
Yeah.
You know, like, and you know what I mean? Like,
right.
How
exactly.
You reveal information.
Like, but I do. Or it's like, or maybe she'll be like, nah, I'm just saying it's easier to say no to kids. But, oh, your situation's different.
Yeah.
A lot of older comics were very mature, and a lot of them I saw were, like, in their 50s, and they put, like, their age, they put, like, 38. And, like, why? Like, because I could see why a girl would say no to someone over 50, but I'm immature. They don't mean me.
They want to get their foot in the door, and they go, wait, I just got to talk to you about the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yeah, and they go, why? And you go, have you heard of Jesus? Like, you know, like, they're trying to do that. And also, the 50-year-old is assuming that their parameters for swiping are from, like, 30 to 40.
Right.
So they're like, I want to get in that swipe range.
Because that's what I want to date.
Exactly. And it's like, again, this all leads back to the feeling. Some people just want to get the match and see the notification and have the fun of that.
And if that's what you want, then it's almost like, I can't fully blame you. You're not really wasting anybody's time. You're wasting their internet time.
Exactly. So, but this is the gray area of dating where again, like, from one side, it's like, I'm not wasting any time. I'm going to mention it when we talk. And then it's the woman who's been burned 1,000 times by
all these fucking assholes have kids.
It's like, and she's like, what the fuck? And so everyone's losing on these apps.
Six feet and over. That's another one that was like 6 feet or get lost. And
six
like,
feet.
Fuck you.
Which I'm okay. Like, listen,
I'm okay with this. It should be one of the settings instead of having to be a cunt. Like,
well, then, vocally, but that's somebody.
How about just like, if they're under 6 feet, I won't match with them.
But that's the thing. Like, that should be one of the things you can swipe. But I also think some people, that woman has seen enough people that have put 6'1" that are 5'9".
Yeah.
And she's sitting there being like, I would understand.
This is all genetic engineering. This is all like, then I don't even want to. Okay. So if someone's 5'11", no. I don't even want to see them. They do not exist to me.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, if you're, I think.
Not I prefer, but I'm just, I won't even have to see.
I think that's a result. I think everything's gravity. It's cause and effect.
Yeah.
I think that's someone who has gone on too many dates with men that have lied before. Like, I think both are true.
Yeah. You know, it used to be the MySpace days where I'm like, you meet them and you're like, you're not. When was that picture taken?
Remember that?
The
what
angle,
was it called?
The up angle?
That whole t-shirt, you were hotter on MySpace.
Yeah, that was a whole campaign.
Yeah.
To like, you got to be honest if you're going to.
It's tough to be. Listen, we're all being levels of honest. Like, you put a sepia tone on your Instagram pictures. We're all, you're not picking your fattest
filter,
picture.
The filter ruined everything.
You're picking, you're doing it, hold the camera up.
It should go, I'm going to pick 7 random pictures from your phone. Just completely random. You have to be in it. But we'll pick. And so that's
it. That would be fun too.
And then, no one will take bad pictures after that. They'll only be like, no.
Everything's
not
getting
allowed.
Deleted. Uh-huh. Yeah. Right on sight, unseen.
Yeah. It's like, the tiger was such a fucking cliche for a while.
Tiger, but then the men with the fish pictures. Like, it goes, everyone is doing it. Like, we're all at fault. It's all cause and effect. It's all like, and it's like, I think it's also because, like, it's over. Like, we've seen it all on the dating apps. So now it's like, we're all just annoyed at each other. Like, there has to be something new created. And then, like, look at Bumble. Bumble was, like, to
good idea. Let the women speak first,
but then...
What happened to it?
It's still going. People...
Did it go wrong?
No, but I think that was a marketing campaign based in feminism where let men be lazier. You know, like, it's like, did you help women or did you...
Well, they hated guys reaching out, but I would have loved it because I'm like, I hate that when you match on Tinder and then you got to say something. Like, what do I say?
Well, I think it offered protection to these women because it was like, you would say hi to 10 people.
Right.
You get 10 matches, you say hi to all 10.
Yeah.
And when you reverse it, she gets 10 matches, she says hi to 5.
Yeah.
Or, it's a match. But from your end, it goes, you get 10 matches, 5 say hi to you. You'll speak to 3. Now your numbers are down at 3.
Like, Norman was the best. This is the old days of the old stand and when Bumble came out.
Mm.
And Norman's like, I love it because it shows them how fucking uncreative they all are. How was your week? That's what you lead with? No, do better.
We're all uncreative.
How was your week? You were mad at me for not being super creative. Now let's see what you got. Oh, hi. That's your fucking, get out of here.
Everyone sucks at it.
I couldn't help but notice in your picture that you had this thing. And you just want to say like, hey, you look cute. You want to meet up?
Again, cause and effect. We were so mad at all those years of like, oh, is high all you got? And then they came back with high and we're like, is that all you got? You know, it goes both ways. Like,
all right, Jay Trade.
Dude.
It's 12:30. Oh, fuck. Okay. Well, 10 minutes late. Sorry.
That's fine. This is perfect.
This has been great. Thank you very much. Everybody check out his podcast. I'll say in the intro too. His podcast, You Up, and his other podcast, J-Train.
Yeah, and I yell at The Bachelor on Instagram. Like, I think if like you're a guy whose girlfriend watches the Bachelor.
Yeah.
I'm someone who is there for you.
Oh, nice. You watch The Bachelor on Instagram?
So I watch it on my stories, and then I yell at it on my stories, and I make fun of the show. And it gets, like, viewership. Like, I get, like crazy numbers of people watching a week. And it's, like, what I get a lot at shows is, like, a guy with his girlfriend who's, like, thank you so much.
For making this entertaining.
Made this fun for me. And it made it fun for us. And, like, you made the jokes that I would like to make, but you get mad at me.
It's like the cellar brunch. Like, oh, I could do brunch and actually have a good time instead of.
It's a totally thing. So, like, I think for, like, I get in this woman's world, which I enjoy. Like, I like everyone that comes to my show. It's fun. They're awesome. The shows are fun. But it's,
you
like...
You have a lot of chick fans. It's interesting.
And it's, like, it's interesting when I get, like, when men come into it, they're like, oh, this is fun. You know, like, I think, like, I've made something that maybe they don't think is fun.
Yeah. I also, on my Patreon, I do... similar to that, like love and sex advice, but it's not serious. I just shit on them for their stuff, and like, so yeah, maybe one day in between spots we'll do one of those.
Yeah, we got to do it.
Well, yeah, thanks, dude. Your Instagram is at Jared Freed.
Yeah, at Jared
F R E I D.
That's it. If you type out Jared, I'll be there. But thank you, man.
Really?
This is great. Yeah.
You come up as the first Jared?
I would assume.
I don't know. My phone's recording right now, so I can't get to it. Your own algorithm is going to have you as the number one.
Oh, yeah.
Because you always search yourself. Like, we know what you're going for.
Who do I love? Oh, okay. Oops.
All right, buddy.
Thanks. Dude, thank you. She's up all night to the sun. I'm up all night to get some. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to the sun. We're up all night to get some. We're up all night for good fun. We're up all night to get lucky. 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 We're up all night to get lucky.
Good episode. Not bad. Jared Freed came rind. Came rind. Are you better than that? Guys, don't forget. Boston, Massachusetts at the Wilbur Theater, December 9th. Get tickets at arishafir.com. And the great fucking Salt Lake City Wise Guys shows with me and Mark Normand. And Ryan O'Neill. And Steve Renazzisi. One night only, March 6th. Hurry up and get those tickets now. And then also I got a Florida run in November, Orlando and Tampa. I got Oklahoma City and San Antonio in December. In January I got Cleveland, Phoenix. And in February I got Denver at the Comedy Works. One of my favorite clubs in the country. Probably my favorite club in the country. Man, it was close with It was close with the Comedy Store original room, and it was close with Cap City. Cap City's closed now, and the Comedy Store original room, it just became a fucking, like Eleanor says, the credit store. You know, it's not a test anymore. I got some good tests in New York now. It's like this period with some tourists coming in, and it's like they don't know you, and it's a light crowd. You really got to talk out your bits. It's a fun time to be a stand-up here. All right, guys, don't forget, check out Jared Fried online, at Jared Fried, F-R-E-I-D. And follow me on Instagram, at Ari Shaffir. I don't know what else. Let's just, don't forget to subscribe, please. Right now, subscribe. It was a fucking good episode. We're going to have another one. We'll probably be off for Thanksgiving week. So, I don't know. And that's it. Hope you guys enjoyed it. This has been Ari Shaffir Skeptic Tank, episode 446. Swipe right if you're horny. I'm Ari Shaffir. For Jared Fried, I'm Ari Shaffir. Saying so long.
Back in 81, and we made ourselves a pact. We were heading for the new pipeline, we were never coming back. Well, we worked 80 hours making time and a half, but LaGrange was too damn hot. We drove back home at the end of that week, and we spent it all on pot. So I'll see you in Houston if I ever get out that way. I'll see you in Dallas, but I won't have long to stay. If you're ever out west, son, and you're feeling like slowing down, I'll see you around, around my hometown. Well, I played ball every single fall. I could run just like the wind. I went to college like they asked me to, but they didn't ask my friends. I don't think I seen a single classroom, but I drank a lot of beer. My buddy still love to listen to me when I talk about that year. So I'll see you in Houston if I ever get out that way. I'll see you in Dallas, but I won't have long to stay. If you're ever out west, son, and you're feeling like slowing down, I'll see you around, around my hometown. Got myself a little band, and we're pretty good, I guess. But I never learned how to wear my hair, and I never learned how to dress. So I'm leaving for the last time, honey, I'm never more to roam. Gonna pack my bags a little heavy this time, gonna head my ass back home. So I'll see you in Nashville if I ever get out that way. I'll see you in Austin, but I won't have long to stay. If you're ever out west, son, and you're feeling like slowing down, I'll see you around, around my